From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
If it seems like a long time between drinks when it comes to wine-related movies, be on the lookout for an upcoming tale which stars a favorite Hollywood actor. More after this. This October 12th through the 19th, I'll be leading a luxury tour for listeners to some of the most amazing wineries, restaurants, hotels, and attractions in the Napa and Sonoma Valleys. You'll be treated like gold as you sample an abundance of liquid gold while meeting some truly legendary personalities along the way. This is a trip completely unavailable anyplace else, and it even includes a sail aboard an America's Cup yacht. So get all the details by emailing me at david@grapeencountersradio.com. If you're a fan of wine-related literature, chances are you've already read The Billionaire's Vinegar. It's a classic wine tale that tells the story of one of the world's greatest wine lovers, a fellow by the name of Thomas Jefferson. And it's now being converted into a tale fit for the silver screen, starring none other than Brad Pitt. Now, I'm not one for spoiling a good story, but the tale goes something like this. A collection of fine and rare wines thought to belong to Thomas Jefferson are discovered in a Paris basement by German collector Harry Rodenstock. These include a selection of Bordeaux wines from the 18th century, most famously a Chateau Lafite from 1787, which eventually sells at auction in 1985 for a massive $156,000. The authenticity of the collection is still subject to much debate, and a touchy subject given the recent and high-profile forgery cases involving fine wine. The book was hugely successful, but Hollywood has been known to screw up our favorite novels now and again. Nonetheless, with Brad in the starring role, The Billionaire's Vinegar is not likely to be the Pitts. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.